Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Behind the Switch. Today, we're discussing a super important topic that does not receive nearly enough attention: energy efficiency. I'm Andrew Grandall.
And I'm Spencer Fields. October 5th is Energy Efficiency Day 2017, a yearly event designed to promote and raise awareness for energy efficiency. Everyone from individuals and families to businesses and governments stand to gain so much from energy efficiency, and we're glad to see its benefits touted.
Here at Behind the Switch, we believe energy efficiency doesn't get nearly enough coverage. With the declining costs of renewable technologies, battery storage, electric vehicles, and other types of visible resources, it seems people often forget about this inexpensive, effective, invisible resource.
Energy efficiency is a remarkable resource that reduces carbon emissions by helping consumers save both energy and huge sums of money on their electric bills. Let's take a deeper look at the data.
EE is a perfect example of an action whose effect seems to be greater than the sum of its parts. With efficiency, a number of seemingly minor decisions in your home or office can add up to make a very noticeable difference in your energy consumption. For instance, replacing outdated incandescent bulbs with LEDs can save you 10% on energy bills annually. Ensuring your home is well insulated can reduce heating and cooling bills. And replacing old appliances with high efficiency ones can save you hundreds of dollars each year.
At a macro level, more than half of the states in the U.S. have energy efficiency policies that target increasing levels of savings from efficiency each year. The impact of these policies has been impressive, to say the least. The cumulative savings as a result of state policies implemented in the U.S. since the 1990s have prevented the need for over 300 large power plants in the U.S. Energy efficiency not only helps reduce carbon emissions and monthly electric bills, but it also saves taxpayers billions of dollars that would otherwise have been spent on additional energy infrastructure.
For instance, over the last few decades, the energy efficiency measures in the Pacific Northwest have met over half of the region's growth in electricity demand. The result? Nearly $4 billion in savings to customers every single year.
That's positively amazing. And the best part of it all is how cheap energy efficiency measures are to implement. In 2009, the U.S. Energy Information Agency, or EIA, published a study demonstrating energy efficiency to be the most affordable source of energy, undercutting the competition at 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Not wind at over 3 cents per kilowatt hour, nor gas at over 4 cents, nor solar at nearly 5 cents can claim costs that low, according to the latest Lazard Levelized Cost of Energy study.
Even beyond the substantial benefits from energy efficiency that we've already outlined, there is one more key benefit to efficiency that we would be remiss not to mention: the humanitarian benefit. A paper published last fall by our friends at E for the Future took an in-depth look at the non-energy benefits of EE throughout the household. The paper reviews nearly a dozen studies from the US and Canada that focus on the human impacts of EE upgrades in residential homes. Across the studies, E for the Future found that the occupants of homes that received upgrades to ventilation, appliances, insulation, and heating or cooling systems were less likely to suffer from illnesses such as asthma, heart disease, and even cancer.
Efficiency measures can often have an even greater impact on lower income households, where appliances, HVAC systems, or lighting might not have been updated in years or even decades. Large-scale efficiency programs regularly provide further subsidized measures for low-income communities, reducing bills for a population in need and helping to reduce this critical gap in environmental equity.
It's remarkable the numbers of ways in which energy efficiency can help our environment, our bank accounts, and the health of our households. Recognizing this, our partner Synapse Energy Economics makes it a point to focus on EE as a central solution to problems in climate and energy policies. Here's a quick glance at some of Synapse's work from 2017 that focused on pioneering approaches to energy efficiency procurement in the future.
Synapse worked with the National Efficiency Screening Project to develop a national standards practice manual, which helps guide utility energy efficiency initiatives to ensure appropriate implementation and levels of investment for EE programs across the country. By updating the standard cost-benefit metrics used by utilities and states to evaluate efficiency programs throughout the country, the new National Standards Practice Manual will play a significant role in procuring future cost-effective efficiency measures.
For the Northeast Energy Efficiency Partnerships, Synapse wrote a pioneering report that identified the opportunities, costs, and benefits available if strategic electrification is adopted in New England. Electrification focuses on shifting fossil-fueled fired processes to electric ones, such as oil or gas heating switched to electric heating, or switching from gasoline-powered internal combustion engines to electric vehicles. When done correctly, by harnessing the most highly efficient technologies currently available, electrification will be a key strategy for decarbonization in the near future.
Also in 2017, Synapse continued to assist in the expansion of the involvement of energy efficiency in capacity markets nationwide, acting as active stakeholders in ongoing processes in New England, as well as in PJM, the largest regional transmission operator in the country and even the world. What's more, Synapse presented on the benefits of energy efficiency in wholesale capacity markets before Alberta's electric system operator, lending our expertise and experiences from New England to help drive the growth of energy efficiency elsewhere.
Thanks so much for tuning in for this special EE Day edition of Behind the Switch. Tune in next week for episode 3 of our current mini-series on renewable energy, and happy EE Day 2017!